Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And here's our news for this hour. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris oversaw the arraignment of Cameron James Hewens. Mr. Hewens is charged with retail fraud, third degree, a misdemeanor stemming from an alleged incident on April 15, 2026, involving less than $200. The potential penalties include up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine. During the arraignment, attorney Tammy Salins represented Mr. Hewens, entering a plea of not guilty. Elizabeth Weisenbach has been appointed as counsel for the subsequent proceedings. A plea offer form and discovery are due by June 22nd. An in-person plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 9th at 9 a.m. Initially, a $1,000 bond was set but not posted. Mr. Hewens is currently lodged in the Huron County Jail, serving a 180-day sentence imposed by the 52nd Circuit Court earlier today. Given his existing incarceration, the court canceled the bond for his retail fraud charge, enabling him to accrue time served for this matter concurrently. In other Huron County District Court, Mary Grace Denise Monroe was arraigned Monday before Judge Ferris on a felony charge. Monroe is accused of possessing a firearm as a prohibited person on or about May 6, 2026. This offense carries a potential penalty of up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. A probable cause conference is scheduled for June 15th at 2:30 p.m., with a preliminary examination set for June 23rd at 9 a.m. Attorney Jessica Risky has been appointed as counsel for Monroe. During the bond proceedings, the prosecution noted Monroe is currently on Department of Corrections probation and opposed a personal recognizance bond. Defense attorney Tammy Salins requested a personal recognizance bond, citing Monroe's 5 years of employment at Amazon, a recent promotion, and a two-month-old child. Judge Ferris set bond at $3,500 personal recognizance. Conditions include standard terms and adherence to all Department of Corrections probation requirements. Also in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment of Ronald Jeffrey Bedford. Mr. Bedford faces a misdemeanor charge of drunk and disorderly person, carrying potential penalties of up to 90 days in jail or a $500 fine. A plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. Attorneys Tammy Salins represented Mr. Bedford for the arraignment, and attorney Michael Morosky has been appointed for the remainder of the case. The court set an interim bond at $3,500, which has been posted. Key dates include June 22nd for the prosecutor to provide discovery and a plea offer form, and July 9th at 9:30 a.m. for an in-person plea cutoff hearing. And in our national news, Pence delivers fiery critique of proposed federal anti-weaponization fund. Former Vice President Mike Pence took to the stage at a conservative forum yesterday to deliver a sharp critique of the current administration's proposed $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. Pence warned that creating a massive federal treasury dedicated to probing political bias within government agencies could itself be weaponized by future administrations. The fund, which has been fiercely championed by some executive branch allies as a vital tool to dismantle deep state overreach, is facing growing pushback from moderate Republicans in Congress. Pence's public break from the administration highlights a widening ideological rift within the party as lawmakers debate the upcoming federal budget. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.
This is Michelle Shaw from Bayport State Bank. It's that time of year where we team up with the Pigeon Chamber of Commerce for our annual Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue fundraiser, raising funds for the Farmer's Summerfest in Pigeon. The Hot Dog and Brat Barbecue will be held right here at the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank this Thursday from 10 a.m. until we are sold out. Takeouts are available, plus delivery of orders within 4 miles of Pigeon with a minimum order of $15 can be made by calling Bayport State Bank at 989-453-2225. Please join us for lunch and support the events at this year's Summerfest.
Please join our community for the hot dog and brat barbecue held at the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank on Thursday, June 4th from 10 a.m. until they're sold out, with proceeds supporting this year's Farmers Summerfest in Pigeon. Bayport State Bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.